Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
An embarrassment for the police department and the entire city is how Peekskill's mayor describes the arrest of an officer for what he was recorded doing in uniform. WCBS reporter Sean Adams on the story live in Peekskill this morning. Sean.
Abuse of the badge. Peekskill police officer Michael Agovino, 33, is in the Westchester County Jail accused of breaking the law which he swore to enforce. According to a criminal complaint, Agovino met a woman in the course of an investigation. Under the threat of arrest, he allegedly coerced that woman into taking off her clothing, and then he groped her. The sexual abuse allegedly occurred multiple times over 6 months while Agovino was on duty and in uniform. On January 22nd, that woman managed to make a secret audio recording of the encounter. Peekskill's mayor issued a statement saying such behavior makes him sick and it is intolerable. Reporting live in Peekskill, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Sean. A church that has stood on the Elizabeth River since 1879 became a burned-out shell yesterday, hours before Sunday services were set to begin. Looking at his church, Shiloh Baptist, Pastor William Ingram could only pray.
Shocked and, you know, sad, and but still faithful. Our trust in God is not shaken. You know, like I said, this church has been here over a century. I've been here a quarter of a century, and I know God is able to overcome this.
The entire building engulfed by a four-alarm fire that police are investigating. Nobody was hurt.
Leaders in New York and Newark say the Trump administration's move to send more ICE agents to sanctuary cities incites hatreds. It's misguided. WCBS reporter Steve Burns is in Newark this morning, live with the details. Steve.
Paul, this deployment includes both New York and Newark, along with other sanctuary cities across the country. Here in Newark, Mayor Ross Baraka says these forces undermine community trust, incite fear, and provoke hatred. In New York, Mayor de Blasio tweets, "This isn't about safety. It's about the president pandering to his base in an election year." At issue are those sanctuary policies. Most of the time, law enforcement here will decline to hold someone accused of a crime behind bars solely based on their immigration status. Advocates say it allows immigrants to report crimes without fear of being deported, ultimately making cities safer. But the Trump administration says the opposite is true, and President Trump himself is using a recent case out of Queens as an example. Last week, he hosted Daria Ortiz at the White House. She is the granddaughter of 92-year-old Maria Fuertes, who was murdered last month in South Richmond Hill.
Our family's hope is that her death was not in vain and that preventative measures are put into place to ensure that nothing like this ever happens to anyone again.
The suspect, Riaz Khan, had been brought in 6 weeks earlier on an assault charge. ICE says it placed a detainer on him, but he was still let out.
Let's get the WCBS Exergen weather forecast with the sun shining at least today, Craig Allen.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a decent afternoon around here with temperatures getting to some fairly comfortable levels for President's Day. Think back to how many other President's Day weekends we've had where there's been snow or snowstorms, actually, at this time of year, but not this year. Mid-40s to near 50 today, 35 in the city tonight, 26 to 32 for the suburbs. Cloudy with occasional rain developing Tuesday. Rain, 45 to 50 with temperatures like that. And then on Wednesday, it does start to cool down again, 40 to 45 with a mix of sunny clouds and a gusty breeze.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.